Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep. It's Jess and Charlotte with you this morning. Kramer is out on vacation. How are you? Happy Galentine's Day, ladies. Good morning. Ooh. Yes, today is Galentine's Day. So yes. I actually did not know, but apparently it was Parks and Rec that actually created it, the show in 2010.
Oh, you know, I didn't know that that was the origin.
I did not know that.
I remember them doing a Galentine's episode, but I guess that is what popularized it.
Yeah, so on the show, they defined it as ladies celebrating ladies, and it's been a thing ever since, and it's always on the 13th, and I was looking into it, so like some kind of like Galentine's Day Google trends. Google looked up at some of the top Galentine's Day related stuff that we are searching for in Maryland, and the top trending activity is dinner party. Love that. Love a themed dinner party.
Oh my God, I'm going to one this week.
Oh, what are you going to do? What are you guys doing?
So it's a Galentine's evening at my friend's house. She said it'll be cute and cozy.
We'll be
drinking cocktails, eating charcuterie, watching Legally Blonde, and painting nails.
Are you guys going to wear PJs? Like, is that what that means? Cozy?
I think so. Like, oh, I need to double check the dress code, but thank you, Parks and Rec, because I celebrate Galentine's every year.
Absolutely. The top trending food in Maryland right now for Galentine's is chocolate-covered strawberries.
Obviously.
So make sure to have that. Mm. And the top Galentine's Day drink for women in Maryland that we're Googling is a Shirley Temple.
That's so cute.
I love a Shirley Temple. I will drink a Shirley Temple all year round.
Me too.
Like, do not mess with my Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh my gosh. I would love, if you want to shout out your bestie for Galentine's Day, I want to give my best friend Stephanie some love on Galentine's Day. She's my best friend in the whole wide world. And she's actually coming to visit. Her and her husband are coming to visit us tomorrow.
Yes.
And I love her because she is like, I feel like we have a different soulmates in life. And I truly believe she's one of my soulmates. And she just knows me better than I know myself. And I just could not survive without her.
Oh, I love that so much.
Who do you want to shout out on Galentine's Day, Charlotte?
I want to shout out my platonic soulmates, Emily, Lauren, and Carly. There's I could go on and on and on. There's so many women I love in my life, but those ladies have really gotten me through it over the years.
I love that. Maybe we'll do like shout outs on the air later on in the show. That would be a lot of fun.
I'd love to hear.
I love that. Michelle and Gelberg, who do you want to give a Galentine's Day shout out to?
My work bestie, Rhonda.
And what do you love about Rhonda?
Rhonda is so giving and caring and just dedicated. I can't ask for a better coworker and best friend.
God, I love that so much. Having a bestie at work is life-changing. So happy Galentine's Day to you and to Rhonda.
Thank you.
Tabitha and Conowingo, which queens would you like to shout out on Galentine's Day today?
Aunt Angela, Aunt Melanie, and Aunt Stacy. Love you, ladies. You've been the best.
And what do you love most about them?
They're always in my corner. No matter what's going on in life, they're right there.
Girlhood, female friendship. There's nothing like it, truly.
Nope, they've become my family since I was very young, and they've always been right there.
410-583-1065. Queen, who do you want to shout out on Galentine's Day?
I want to shout out my best friend since pre-K.
And who's that?
Lily and Andrea.
Audrey from Severn is giving a Galentine's Day shout out to her besties since pre-K. Lily and Andrea. Okay, why have they been your besties since pre-K?
They've always stuck by my side and always been super kind. And they're just my best friends.
Yeah. I love that so much. Happy Galentine's Day to you too.
You too.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Bye.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number 3.
Ooh, this looks fun. Kids Bop Live is coming to Baltimore. Kids Bop Live returns this summer to Pier 6 Pavilion. The popular family-friendly cover band is launching its certified bop tour. And love that. And we'll make a stop in Baltimore on July 18th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, Friday, February 14th. And they're going to have a new stage design. It's going to be super interactive. Plus, the return of the Daddy Dance. Off. Okay. Ooh. All right, pop off, Dad. If you didn't know, Kids Bop has generated 14 billion streams since 2001 and records in 5 different languages, according to a press release.
That is wild.
Wild.
I love that they're still kicking. Like, no, that you know was what I mean. Such a thing when I was growing up.
Same.
And now on, like, Kids Bop 800 now.
I know.
Like,
keep going, y'all. Never stop.
I love that.
Never
keep bopping.
Stop. Keep bopping.
Number 2.
Millions of people will be showing their love with roses this Valentine's Day, but it's going to cost them. New research from Finance Buzz analyzes the prices for a standard dozen long-stem red roses from florists and flower shops in each state to come up with an average cost. Are you ready for this?
No,
this is wild,
scared.
Girl. It found that the national average price is $90.50 this year for a dozen roses. But Maryland's price was higher than the average. Yes. According to Finance Buzz, the average price for a dozen roses in Maryland costs $94.98.
Oh, my goodness. Do we have any florists listening? Can you confirm?
$94. But, y'all, if y'all thought we were bad, the highest cost is in Hawaii. People are spending $143 for a dozen roses in Hawaii.
Do they not grow there or something?
I don't know. But the lowest price is in California, $68.33.
That's okay.
Kind of surprising to me.
Interesting.
I know some of you have heard me say it before, and I'm going to say it again. I love getting my flowers from Trader Joe's.
Yes.
I think they're very cost friendly.
I love a grocery store flower.
I do, and I love putting them together myself, and I think that's very Aww. Thoughtful if that's something that anyone wants to do for their Valentine or Galentine today.
There you go. Pro tip.
Mm-hmm.
Number 1.
The Backstreet Boys are set to headline a new summer residency at Sphere Las Vegas. The iconic boy band will headline 9 shows only in July for Into the Millennium, and they'll also be the first pop act to ever play the Sphere, which I think
so
is insane.
Fun.
Fans will be able to experience the legendary album Millennium brought to life. I mean, we're talking biggest hits. I Want It That Way, Larger Than Life. You know these songs. Tickets for the first 6 shows go on sale to the public starting at 12 p.m. next Friday at sphere.backstreetboys.com. That is so crazy. So, like, Garage Boy went to Vegas for his bachelor party last year, yeah. And he sent me a video of the Sphere. I'm not going to lie.
Is he inside or outside?
He didn't go inside. Okay. He was just on the outside. It kind of freaks me out. Like, it looks like a big eyeball.
It's real. Well, and also when they do, like, the actual faces on the outside.
Yes.
It's so scary.
But can you imagine? I almost feel like I imagine that being in the Sphere and seeing an artist perform is, like, truly, it would feel like you're in a music video with how, like, how it surrounds you.
Yeah.
And Backstreet Boys have so many iconic, like, scene, like, music videos that mm-hmm. they've done, and just kind of, like, bringing you into their world. I think they're gonna have a lot of fun with that.
I think their music and style, like you're saying, their aesthetics lend themselves so well.
Yes, they're so theatrical, right? Yes,
type space. So I can't wait to see videos.
I love that. This is Jess, and that's your top 3. Thanks for joining me this morning, Charlotte. I'm so nervous. So The Weeknd is going on tour, After Hours Till Dawn tour. He's going to be at Northwest?
Yes, that's right? What it was.
Mm-hmm. Northwest Stadium, August, right?
Hold, please.
I have so many tabs open and I don't want to mess
Literally
anything up, so I can't change it.
Northwest Stadium,
yes.
On August 2nd.
Everyone take a breath. Okay, Weeknd fans, I know how massive this is for you. I think that's why I'm just so flipping excited. The Weeknd just dropped a new album, Hurry Up Tomorrow. If you don't know, this most likely is going to be the last time that Abel performs as The Weeknd, and he's going to let go of that persona and make music as Abel. And so really for fans, this could possibly be the last time that you are seeing him as The Weeknd, which is why this tour and this album is such a massive deal. And I'm just so, so excited for you. And I just can't wait. I could cry about it. So we have a game. I'm going to play a clip that includes 4 songs by The Weeknd. I need you, as the ultimate Weeknd fan, to tell me the title of each of these songs. And if you can correctly tell me the song title of all 4 songs, then you're going to see him in August. I don't think it's too terrible. I feel like The Weeknd stans are going to know immediately.
Yeah, for me, there was only one that I'm like, I might not get that one.
Okay.
But all the rest, I really think you guys can do this.
Okay, so take a listen.
Every night for you,
That's it. Should I play it one more time or no? One more time?
One more time.
One more time because I love you and I want you in so badly. One more time. Okay, so caller 10 is Brooke. Let me see if I can get her on. Brooke, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, this is Brooke from Abingdon. Do you think you have the title for all four songs?
Okay, in order, they are Blinding Lights, Cry For Me, Starboy, and then The Hill.
Yeah! Brooke, you are seeing The Weeknd on tour this August. Congratulations!
Thank you so much.
Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
Ocean's Calling has officially released the lineup for their third annual three-day music festival in Ocean City at the OC Inlet September 26th through 28th. Green Day, Lenny Kravitz, and Nelly were announced as opening night headliners. They're going to be joined by the Black Crowes, OAR, The Fray, and many others. Noah Kahan leads a star-studded Saturday with Vampire Weekend,
oh
Good
my
Charlotte,
God.
Natasha Bedingfield.
What?
Yeah, and we're not even close to being over. Sunday, we're getting Fall Out Boy, Weezer, Train, Vans Joy, and Michelle Branch. Are you kidding me? Pre-sale begins tomorrow for Ocean's Calling. Charlotte, what about that lineup? How crazy is that?
Dude, have I told you that Vampire Weekend has been my favorite band since, like, literally middle school?
Really?
Like, I grew up with that. I might have to be there.
No, I think you're going to need to go.
Yeah, and Fall Out Boy, like...
Michelle Branch.
Oh, my God. This is going to fix me.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. This lineup is crazy this year.
It's stacked. And they usually do, like, mostly pop punk, but it's kind of, like, more of a mix this year, which I think
totally.
Is really fun.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited. Who is everyone most excited for?
I love that so much. 410-583-1065.
Number 2.
Goldfish is getting a Harry Potter-inspired flavor. The brand is teaming up with Warner Brothers for a limited edition Goldfish butterbeer-flavored graham cracker inspired by Harry Potter. The flavor is described as a rich butterscotch, hints of creamy vanilla. You're also going to get a hint of brown butter, cinnamon, and even a slightly fruit note in each bite. And the butterbeer Goldfish drops next month. Are you kidding me?
I'm intrigued.
Oh, I'm so intrigued. Are you kidding me? I need a box of these, and then I'm going to start my Harry Potter marathon, my first one of the year, immediately. Immediately. I love that so much.
Are they the more sweet ones that are kind of like more graham crackery?
I think so. I think so, yes. And I had, when I went to Harry Potter Land or World at Universal.
Yeah.
The butter beer was so good. So I feel like if that is at all a hint of what this cracker is going to taste like, I think it's going to be phenomenal.
They need to start selling like butter beer soda because I would drink that constantly.
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Number 1.
It's Thursday and people are still talking about Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show. I know that my timeline is still just filled with everything and I'm not mad about it at all. Mm-hmm. One big question online. So how did Serena Williams' cameo come about and was there any hidden meaning behind it? Serena sets the record straight alongside an Instagram video of her Super Bowl experience. The tennis legend wrote, quote, "When Kendrick Lamar and team called and was like, we've been trying to do something forever. What about this? We loved your crip walk at the Olympics after you won the gold medal. And I'm like, Super Bowl? Are you serious? When in the world will I ever be able to dance at the Super Bowl? Never. Let's do it." Nowhere does Serena say her appearance was a dig at ex-boyfriend Drake, as many have suggested. Have you seen online where like Stephen A. Smith was basically talking trash on Serena Williams and basically was like, if my wife ever was a part of like something trying to get back at her ex-boyfriend,
and
then I would divorce her,
wife.
Blah, blah, blah. No, for real though, like get out of here. Get out of here.
Nobody asked.
No, nobody asked you, A. B.
Her husband loves her down.
And she got so much support from her husband. If she wanted to throw a little shade and tea at Drake, whatever, that's her business.
Right.
Here for it. But her being on that stage, man, meant so much more. So much more than Drake for the culture, especially all the backlash she received for doing the crip walk at the Olympics and all that kind of thing. Like, get out of here.
She has received so much unnecessary criticism over the
years. Her entire career.
So I'm like, whatever this meant to her, I want it to just be what she wanted it to be. Everyone needs to keep their rude opinions to themselves.
And she's getting support from her husband.
And he loves her so much.
Yes.
Like, all these toxic men that trash her.
Get out of here.
She has Alexis Ohanian, and they're so happy. So, bye.
Period. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning. Happy Thursday. With Valentine's Day this week, Google just released these, like, new Valentine's stats. And candy maker, is it Fiero, or am I just saying that because of Wicked? Is it Fiero or Furro? Is it Fiero? You know what I mean?
Ferrero?
Is it Ferrero? I said Fiero because of Wicked.
Ferrero Rocher?
Yes.
It's now forever Fiero Rocher to me.
Whatever. Some chocolate brand also released some candy stats. Whatever. So here are a few surprising Valentine's Day trends in 2025. Number one. Most women would rather stay in. 63% of women in Maryland say celebrating at home sounds like more fun than going out. And 55% of men agreed. I'm part of the 63% of women that, like, would totally be down to staying in.
Yeah, I think you could have a super cute Valentine's Day in, like, you know, figure out what food you want to make in advance, whether y'all are, like, cooking together or getting your favorite thing from takeout. Could do your own little charcuterie board.
Like, I love a cozy moment. Yes.
Or something. I think as long as you put some planning and effort into it, that could be just as cute, if not more, even.
100%. Number two on the list of surprising Valentine's Day trends in 2025, 52% of women in Maryland think Valentine's Day proposals are overrated. Why?
Really?
I think that's so mean.
That's
interesting.
I guess.
How do you feel about a proposal on Valentine's Day, Charlotte?
I don't hate it.
I think it's really cute.
I think it just depends on the person, honestly. But yeah. I think it could be cute. I guess the only thing is, if you really want it to be a surprise, it might be, like, a little more obvious that it could come that day. So if you're a person that really doesn't want to know when it's coming, I could see that.
Like, stay away from Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but otherwise, I think it's cute.
I think that's super cute. I don't know why anyone would think it's overrated. I think it's super, super sweet. Like, everything's already so cutely decorated and everything like that. I don't know. I think that's really sweet.
Valentine for life, yeah.
If you are planning on proposing to someone tomorrow, do not let this list freak you out. Keep with your plan, okay? Number three surprising trend for Valentine's Day 2025. Google says the top trending Valentine's Day date this year is hitting up the arcade. That's fun.
Wait, that's so cute.
It's giving Princess Diaries.
It
I love that.
Is.
Next would be zoos and then couple spas. Ooh, that's nice.
I would not want to go to the zoo for Valentine's Day.
Wait, okay, you know what? Let's also think about, so obviously this is like a Google trend list. I also think it should depend on where you are in the country. It's cold. So I think, like, that's something that should keep in mind, you know, if you are trying to go to the zoo, like, out here, it's like freezing right now.
Oh,
really?
Because it's stinky.
But you don't want to look at the fishies? What about looking at the fishies? Like, what about 51st dates? How cute is that?
Well, aquarium's different.
Okay, you're right. Okay, aquarium, yes. Zoo, no, and stinky. Okay, last on the list, the last top trending Valentine's Day stat. 41% of men in Maryland want a male equivalent to Galentine's Day. The show Parks and Rec actually came up with Galentine's in 2010, like we mentioned a little bit ago, and they defined it as ladies celebrating ladies. It's always on the 13th. What do you think about that? What would it be called? Malentine's Day?
Bro-entine's?
Bromance Day?
Wait, guys, you should absolutely do this. I welcome you to celebrate Galentine's Day with your bros.
Celebrate it with one another. I think that's the biggest thing where it's like, do you feel comfortable telling your bro that you love him? And you should.
That's like positive masculine energy.
It is.
Tell your bros you love them. I'm sure they'd be thrilled if you were like, you want to do bro Valentine's weekend?
And yeah, like, let's go golfing or grab a beer. Like, I don't want to assume. You know what? I don't want to assume. What if y'all also want to watch Wicked as well? Like, you can do whatever you want.
But yeah, no, join us. Everyone should tell their friends they love them more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Happy Galentine's Day. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.